We have made it to day 22, the final day of the Sparks in the Darkness experience, the final day of the 3 weeks, the culmination of everything that we've been working towards, and it's Tisha B'Av itself, the most difficult day of the year in many ways, because it's on this day in which we internalize the deepest level of suffering and destruction that we have experienced as a nation throughout the millennia. But I think there's one pasuk that sort of encapsulates how many of us feel, certainly as the day begins to dwindle. It could be found in Zechariah, in which Hashem was giving a rebuke to the Jewish people, and he tells the Jewish nation, "Vehi devar Hashem tzvakos elai lemor," that Zechariah says that the prophecy came to me, and what was it? "Emor el kol ha'am ha'aretz v'la kohanim," say to the entire nation, "Ki tzamtem v'safod b'chamishi v'ashvi'i v'zeh shivim shana hatzom tzamtuni ani." Says Hashem, when you fasted over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, when you fasted over the destruction that has faced the Jewish people for thousands of years, did you fast for me? Says Hashem. Or was it for you? Or was it for another reason? Or was it because that's just what you're supposed to do? The hardest part of Tisha B'Av is understanding that the fast at the end of the day is meaningless if it is not joined with a certain sense of introspection and understanding of what it is that we are actually trying to accomplish. We are supposed to be reaching the lowest point of sadness and depression over the loss of our temple on this day, because it's only by embracing that difficult emotion that we will have the fervor and desire and will to work towards rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. The fast is not for Hashem. The fast is not because it says in the books that we're supposed to fast. The fast is not for anyone else except for ourselves, because it's in fasting that we understand how sad we are supposed to be, that we literally can't eat because we are just so broken over the horrors that we've experienced historically on this day. Hashem should bless us that this should be the last Tisha B'Av that we find ourselves in mourning, and that God willing, this time next year, we'll be dancing and celebrating on Har HaBayis, on the Temple Mount, celebrating the redemption of the Jewish people, the ingathering of the exiles, and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. God willing, b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Wishing everyone a safe and meaningful rest of the fast.